Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Back from a fun weekend. It's the most fun morning show in town. Jeremy, Katie, Josh, live and local at Lone Tree, Colorado. Katie just fired up the YouTube feed if you want to see what's going on here in the studios. All brought to you by our good friends at Safeway. Just search Mix 100 Denver. For those of you that are already up this morning cracking open a bottle of vino, boy, do I have an event for you. I want you to join Mix 100 Under the Stars on the iconic Main Street at Elitch Gardens soon. It is coming up soon, Friday, August 28th, for our Mix 100 Wine Time. It's a very unique wine tasting event. 14 different hand-picked wine stations, live DJ, photo booth, a lot of fun activities for Mix 100. And this is going on when they close the park, essentially. It's going to be nice and quiet, so you can drink in peace.
Yeah.
You got to be 21 and up to join us at this event, but we have two different ticket tiers, General Admission, GA, or VIP. Ooh, I think Katie hands out back rubs with the VIP admission.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
If you want to buy tickets, all you have to do is go to mix100.com/winetime to check it out. Saw some more pictures of Katie laying in her hammock watching TV this weekend.
That was to commemorate 5 years of hard work, I just want you to know. But yeah, it was
with
a
what?
Good weekend. Well, it just, Saturday was actually the anniversary of when I moved back to Denver. I did not have a job. I didn't have a place to live. I didn't really have a plan. I just believed in myself and my abilities. I was like, we're going to do it, girl. We're going to do it. And so that was kind of it, is I was like, you know, 5 years ago, I didn't know which way my life was going to go. And now I'm laying in my hammock watching TV from my balcony. So I think we good.
You did good, kid.
That's what that was about.
You got yourself a hammock.
Thank you.
Well done. And then Josh was spouting off about how you got picked up by a bachelorette party or something.
Ooh.
Bachelor party?
Well, yeah.
What's that
all about? Princess Pilot had a bachelorette party that she was going to down in the Springs. And she was like, hey, like, they booked a room all for myself. I'm not sharing with anybody. Would you just want to come down? It was an overnight thing.
You're all smash.
And I was like, yeah, that sounds like a blast, actually. It was at Cheyenne Mountain Resort, which I had never been to. Beautiful area, first of all. A nice little resort with a golf course and the Cheyenne Mountain View Grill. I believe I remember that name correctly. I got to hang out by myself, go golfing, and totally like tag along with her, use the pool, use the amenities as she went off with her little friends for a little bachelorette party. It was awesome. That was so much fun to do. I've never done anything like that. And yeah, then she just came back in a little, you know, tipsy with her friends at like 11 p.m. was like, it was so much fun. I had a blast. I was like, okay, let's go to sleep. Good night.
Yeah, that's what you did.
It was awesome. Okay, yeah, so we slept. It was so much fun, though, because I'd never been able to just have like a kind of staycation thing just for myself.
Yeah.
I got paired with a random guy named Jared. I went golfing on Saturday. Absolute blast. Shout out,
hey,
Jared.
Hey, I'm Jared. Do you like to golf?
Super nice guy who, oddly enough, was kind of staying away from his wife as she was doing her like sauna spa day thing as well. Absolute blast. I totally recommend going on a little
I'm looking
retreat.
At pictures of it. It's a beautiful little resort area.
It is.
It's a really nice area. The pool looks awesome.
I would absolutely
do it again. It's like an Olympic pool.
Yeah, I would do it again. It was really cool. I had never been there again. It's like
that.
A couple blocks away from the Broadmoor anyway, so I was super familiar with the area itself.
It's got a 4.8 on TripAdvisor.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Well, that
it's
was
got a lot of handcrafted stone and big wood beams. I'm
Ooh.
In.
It does.
I'm a fan.
I give wood it two beams. Thumbs up, man. It was really fun. I really enjoyed
Did
myself.
Did they have like indoor tennis courts and stuff? Because they got a big bubble out there.
I did not go the to that, court? So I can't speak for that. They might be some pickleball courts or something as well.
Kayaking.
But yeah, really cool area. Really,
really nice.
Neat trip.
God,
the Cheyenne Grill
cost.
Was awesome. And yeah, I had a blast. And
you know what it costs?
No, lot. It was covered.
I'm just looking.
I just tagged
it just
along.
Says a lot. It doesn't even give you a price.
It just says a lot.
I just clicked on two nights stay and it just said, damn! As we start our day, guys, I just want to read you something really quick. There's a list out of the highest paid podcasters this morning. Joe Rogan's making $82 million a year. Ashley Flowers, Crime Junkie, $42 million. Mel Robbins, $35 million. Jason and Travis Kelce, $35 million. Alex Cooper, Caller Daddy, $32 million. Charlamagne the God, $27
million. Hey, Charlamagne started in radio.
So you're saying there's a
there's
chance.
That. There's that. Oh.
Katie, $8.75 an hour.
Oh. Hey, I at least make minimum wage. Come on.
Oh, good for them.
Now I'm sad.
I know. Way to start Monday off, right, Jeremy?
Things might be time to start a podcast. That's all I'm saying.
Hope, streams, and spirits over here.
The market's not flooded, I don't think. I think I could hop right in.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's doing a podcast.
Yeah, this is a new thing, so I think there's a chance. All right, it's time for some Leagues with Hunter Sports. Tony Romo, CBS Sports lead NFL analyst, former Dallas Cowboy quarterback. He's on leave right now after his DUI arrest in Milwaukee. Did you guys see all the video of that? Like,
a lot of stretching.
Why? Yeah.
A lot of stretching.
Why would you, when you got it, you got the world at your fingertips? Why would you do that?
Also, why would he lie to a cop about where he was going? Did you see someone did a report, like an obituary report? Both sides of his grandparents have been dead for like 12 years.
Yeah. And then they found shooters and stuff in his car. Man, I'll never understand that. You know, when you're that famous and that well known that you go and you do some drunk driving.
Especially when there's all the Ubers and Lyfts and, you know, so many ways for him to get around, and he's obviously not hurting for money. So it's like you have all the options at your fingertips.
Take a Uber.
There's literally no excuse for this at all. So that's what's frustrating about it. It's like, come on, Tony.
Come on, Tony Romo. Don't you know?
Yeah.
Tony Romo did a no-no. And then finally, for me, I got this story here, and it just made my day because I think about a week ago, I went off on the air about Dinger for your Colorado Rockies and how he is the worst mascot ever because he doesn't do anything.
You're not a fan.
He just stands there like a big dummy.
He's adorable.
He looks confused at all times. He's like, what am I doing here? I have no special skills or talents.
I want to hug him so bad.
It's like a lot of our interns here. They just kind of stand around and have no idea what they're doing.
And I want to hug them, too.
And I have no special skills or talents.
You're going to be great. Just keep
working hard. The best mascots in Major League Baseball list was revealed from Ranker.
It's probably Philly.
Solid.
Is it going to support your claim?
Philly Fanatic.
That's number one all day long.
That is a mascot with skills and talents.
And they deserve it.
Little dances.
That little fanatic gets me every time.
Guess who came in at number freaking two?
Not Dinger.
Dinger came in as the second best MLB mascot. Yes. Are you kidding me?
He's so cute.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, he has horns.
You know what kind of ridiculous BS is this?
He rides around on a little trike thing.
I know. He's so cute.
Wow.
Do you know? And also, when I went to the Father's Day game,
Dinger's
dad was there. He's got a whole family that supports
him. Does he just lay around and do nothing, too?
That's where he gets it from. Chip off the old block. But no, I'm a
Are
big fan of Dinger.
Are you kidding me?
That makes me
excited. He's a lot like you.
Yeah, you know what?
He just lays around and eats.
He lets his dinosaur light shine. People appreciate him for what he is.
He's got a front butt.
To be anything else. I don't know why you're talking smack over there, homie. Looking a little lumpy.
Whoa. I'm not lumpy right now. I'm very svelte right now.
Okay, sure.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying. Don't come here if you
I got
can't.
Double if are you kidding me's today with Dinger and that.
If you can't take what I'm dishing out, don't serve it up to me.
Believe me, you know dishes. I'll tell you that much. Should we post that video of you with the cake this
That's
week?
Fine. That's fine. I don't know what's wrong with that. That's a perfect cake. What? I'm fine with that.
Look, I love you, but I don't know about that one.
Now everyone's like, post the video of the cake. I want to know what happened with Katie and the cake. You guys, I've never seen anything like it.
I haven't either.
I've never seen anything like
it. What do you mean? I post videos like that all the time.
really?
Not when you were like mouthing a cake. I don't think so.
I haven't seen that
one. First of all, it's a baby cake. Okay? It's an individual cake for one person.
I don't think it matters. Yeah, I really don't.
All right. What else is going on in sports?
All right. Well, yeah, football, NFL. It is in full swing right now. We actually have our first NFL game this week. This Thursday is the Hall of Fame game. It's preseason, so it doesn't really matter. But a video is going viral over the weekend of the arch nemesis of the Denver Broncos, the Kansas City Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes. And this guy is coming back from an ACL injury, so he's trying to work his way back. And they said he is full go for participating in training camp. And this dude, known for his accuracy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He throws a pass that is so bad. I have never seen it in my life. It went directly to the back of the center's head. Like, it was so horrific. And I'm like, this guy's trying to make his way back into the NFL. Broncos fans were thrilled to see him actually struggle because it's just like a guy that you never see struggle. It was one of the funniest videos. Check it out online. And then one more thing to top everything off. Over the weekend, a minor league baseball game was going, and the commentator has a great call of a home run ball that you definitely don't want to see as a commentator.
There's a high fly ball. Please don't hit my truck. Way back there, and it's gone. That's a solo home run for Compton. It's 13th of the year, and it's 1-0. It was close.
It was close.
Like, I see my truck, and I see where it's...
Almost hit the blue truck out there.
over the fence. It actually goes out of the stadium. Like, this guy got a hold of it.
Truck out there.
I know. I know.
That's such a thing.
I know.
Like, that's one of those, oh yeah, funny, funny, funny.
But I know.
That brought to question, though,
hold on to
what
that.
Do you do if that is your truck? Are you, like, liable for it? Who's liable for
your
the
insurance.
Ball crashing the truck?
I know.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
All right, let's talk about all the big stories in the morning. By far the biggest news over the weekend, Spider-Man Brand New Day had the second biggest opening weekend in domestic box office history. About $355 million. Josh went and saw it and said it was pretty darn good. There's a lot of web squirting throughout the whole thing. So.
Yeah, it was.
That made everybody uncomfortable.
Typical Spider-Man movie, but it was good.
I saw the popcorn bucket with the hand.
Was it
like,
so they was it like a squirty
one,
hand?
And then they had his actual head.
Okay.
And you know, the one thing that I loved about it was I saw like 15 or 16, first of all, most full theater I've seen in years, which I love. But there's about 15 or 16 fathers and sons showing up dressed as Spider-Man.
Yeah, I do.
Together.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
I thought that was the cutest thing ever. And I was like, that's like the first thing that's ever in my life made me want to have a kid. I was like, oh, that's so cute.
I want to dress him up.
I do. I think it's adorable. So that was fun, too. To
a lot of grown men dressed as Spider-Man this weekend.
A lot of tights, Jeremy.
You know what? I can't say anything because I went to the He-Man movie with a He-Man t-shirt on.
Exactly.
I don't know. There's something different there about... full Spider-Man costume versus a t-shirt.
It's very tight.
I dig it.
And those men, look, nothing
against
them.
That's the thing.
They're not in the shape that Spider-Man is in.
Whenever you go to Comic-Con or something, there's always a bunch of dudes dressed as Spider-Man. And it's very bulgy. And yes, they're thin.
And they're just not in shape.
They're down with the thickness.
Some of them are. Some of them, you know, look really good in that Spider-Man. Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah.
Were you at the last Comic-Con?
Yes, there's a few. Not everyone looks bad. You can't group everyone in that.
No,
there's some people
you're
who
you're
knock
right,
it out
Katie.
Of the park,
you're
you
right.
know? And I followed that guy around the
his
whole
his little
Comic-Con.
Butt. You're like, let me see that little Spidey butt.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande is in the hype today. I guess she's going to be stepping away from the public eye once she wraps
That's
up
because everyone's
this,
too mean.
Yeah, this tour. She's also dropping out of some sort of musical next summer out in London. Been growing concern for her health. Yeah, she's kind of withering away, isn't she?
Well,
she looks nothing against her.
Again, like people,
good.
I feel, again, there's that comment from both of you. The fact that you both think you can talk about her like that is why she's going away.
Well, she does look
that.
Like she's incredibly skinny. She doesn't look good, but I will say... they are saying that the shows that she is putting on, very physical show.
Yeah. I mean, she's at the height of her career right now, and I think that people forget that. Like, she's doing a lot. I think that, like, for her to have to quit what she's doing because she can't take the comments, I just feel so bad for her.
Well, it's interesting.
Really,
I mean, you want to see someone who's already not, like what Jeremy said, down with the thickness or anything. Like... lose so much weight.
Yeah.
There's an obvious concern there, right? I mean,
I mean, I think there might be something there if she is stepping away. If everything was fine, wouldn't you say, screw you guys, I'm just going to keep performing?
Well, she has planned this. The stepping away has been planned for a while. She said a while back after this album and tour, she's like, I'm taking time off. It's the same with Ed Sheeran. He said, I'm taking years off. I think when you tour for decades at this point for her, you do want some time off. So that's been planned. But she just looks very different. She looks very different than what
she has changed, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so here's some bad news from the American Red Cross. They say that the national blood supply has dropped to a four-year summer low. They are looking mostly for type O positive blood right now, the type that's used for a large share of transfusion patients, and it has fallen below a one-day supply.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Do you guys know what type of blood you are?
I do not.
I don't either.
I don't either.
I wonder how many people actually know what type of blood they are.
I think I'm the universal receiver.
Mine's red.
Oh, good for nice. That's good.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have to ask my
and
mom
really
too, Josh.
Thick. Oh, well, it's just really thick.
The viscosity.
Everybody call your mom today and find out what kind of blood you have.
Exactly.
And go donate. They say the extreme heat, poor air quality, and illnesses have reduced donor turnout. I believe it's next month I'm going to be doing my pint for pint again, where you come out and you donate some blood, and then we give you a voucher for a free pint of beer for your next visit at whatever brewery I'm going to choose here. But that'll hopefully help boost some Colorado blood donations. So keep an ear out for that. All right, Katie, what you got?
Okay, so Empower Field may be a park. Josh Rosenblum, he's a local who lives out there by Empower Field, and he says he wants the area to be a place people can enjoy for generations to come. So he's already created a petition to make it happen. He told one of the local news stations that for fans to be able to come back and have it be concrete boxes and show their kids and grandkids a concrete box, as opposed to a great space with great memories and hopefully like plaques and statues commemorating all the great teams that were here, it would really be a missed opportunity. So he's trying to make something happen. Now, again, all of the new stadium stuff they say isn't going to start happening until 2027, so next year. So he's got some time to get it done. But if you want to sign this petition, if you want to find out more about it, about what Josh has in store for it, it's milehighpark.org. But it's definitely pretty interesting. I think if they are going to tear it down, I mean, they are going to tear it down and make room for the new stadium, this is a nice way to preserve that property and space. And yeah, I think that downtown is already undergoing a little transformation, if you will.
Yeah.
I mean, we could use a park down there. I like the idea of making it a park.
I think it's cool.
Yeah,
I like
being
that.
Able to get out and enjoy it.
Will they have Foursquare and tetherball?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
just
in.
Part of parks, right?
I'm all about it then.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So there you go, milehighpark.org.
And a teeter totter?
Yeah, we could petition for that teeter totter. Yeah, we might have to petition for
I want a teeter totter.
I'm down. Okay, and then Denver, among the worst drivers in the country. This doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
I mean,
no
we're all
bleep.
Out there. We're all out there flying. We know how this works. But in the top 30 alone, there were a total of three cities in and around the Denver metro area. Another Colorado city making it quite high on the list, with Pueblo, the top spot, number 13 for Coloradans. I've never been to Pueblo, but
there ain't
I can
nobody
imagine.
Out there, that's why.
I can imagine they'd be driving a little crazy. Greeley, number 27, Thornton, 23, and Lakewood, 19 on this list.
Wow.
But yeah, they did have a total of 12 Colorado cities in this. Aurora, 56, Fort Collins, 62, Denver, number 65.
Could you repeat these numbers for
but
me?
Memphis is no longer the city with the worst drivers. They had that for 3 years straight. Now it is Waterbury, Connecticut.
And I thought it might be.
Seems kind of fancy over there in Connecticut. You think they'd take their time on the roads. But yeah, worst drivers out there. And then a driverless Zamboni. We've got one right here in the Denver Metro, and no one else does. This is kind of exciting. So Weston Wood, he is the ICE supervisor with South Suburban Parks and Rec, and the new autonomous Zamboni is at Family Sports Center in Centennial.
No way.
And again, it's the only spot that has one, a driverless Zamboni.
That's where the Avs practice, so that kind of makes sense.
That's
yeah.
where they practice. It's like $100,000 to get a driverless Zamboni, apparently. I thought it'd be more than that, but it really is turning some heads because you see it out there on the ice and nobody's trying. I mean, that would scare me.
And here I
haven't
thought Zamboni drivers would last a lifetime.
It could go rogue and, you know.
Exactly.
Run over people.
Crash right into the boards.
Was that Austin Powers where he was like, no?
No, yeah.
Or was that a steamroller? Yeah. I think that was a steamroller.
I think it was a steamroller.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah.
But they say it's able to scan the ice and make sure it's thick and safe enough. So it's all like new technology that's able to like put a beam down on the ice and see exactly what's happening.
Pretty neat.
We don't want
Zamboni's a funny word, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the best Zamboni. Words out there. I like the Z words. That's why I named my daughter
Zamboni Baloney.
With the Z name. So I really like the Z word, but
they should have a sandwich shop in there and call it Zamboni Baloney.
Oh,
they really should
trademark.
That would be the story.
Somebody was up all night. they do have a few people in this story. That's kind of funny though, because they talk about how some of the people are a little sad because it hurts their soul because they've always had the dream of driving a Zam.
I mean, well, that's sad for them.
Exactly.
Well,
so
now
the driverless Zambonis taking their jobs. But,
they slowly walk over to their vision board and unpin these picture of the Zamboni and crumple it up and single tear rolling down their face. No more Zamboni dreams for me.
You get to know the Zamboni drivers and we all become friends.
Yeah.
Literally in this story. That's what I said.
And kudos if your name is Tony.
But
Drive a Zamboni.
Tony the Zamboni. The facility's here, so they told the local news folks that nobody's losing their job. It's still able to be driven just like any of the other ice resurfers.
Okay, you can put it in manual mode.
It is, exactly. So you can jump on in that Zamboni. Don't you worry.
Zamboni.
But there you go. There's the latest.
What's up, girl?
Mile High City. It's your Mile High Hype.
I got a Zamboni.
What are you doing tonight, huh? You gonna meet me on the ice?
Resurfacing.
We'll play with
ice.
My Zamboni. Really quick, on the heels of all the local stuff going on today, if you want to go out and celebrate Colorado's 150th birthday, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife is saying that today is the day that you want to get out to any of Colorado's national parks because they're all free today. That's kind of nice.
Oh.
That's really cool. State parks and national parks, I believe. And I'll look that up. At least it's state parks. Anyway, there's other fees that are going to remain in effect, though, like camping reservations, boat and off-highway vehicle registrations, hunting, fishing licenses. All those fees stay in effect. But if you want to roll into a state park today, they are free. And check this out. They are also saying that you can have free admission to all Colorado state parks throughout the month of August.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an active duty military member, a vet, and a National Guard member.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Really neat, isn't
Thank
it?
Thank you for your service. Yeah.
Very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your service.